All right, what up, everyone? We're getting ready for another weekend in July. This is nuts. Time is literally flying. It's going mad fast right now. It's like almost July 15th, and I literally just paid my rent today. So time is speeding up for me. But with that being said, let's talk about appreciation today. Let's make this short and sweet. I try to keep these short and to the point because I think that's how we're dealt with, but we like to fill in the blanks with our own bullshit. So appreciation is amazing because once you start to give it out a little more, you start to see more of it. And that could come across with a family member, that could come across at a workplace, in a relationship where, you know, you haven't been seeing eye to eye, and then you just take a moment to actually appreciate your situation. Like, you know, I'm broke as fuck, but I'm so happy, and I don't even have to wonder why I'm so happy. It's like, I know that everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out as long as I stay true to who I am and obviously start making some better decisions and choices. So with that being said, things are getting exciting. Got some new ideas rolling out, and obviously ain't nothing to it but to do it. So next thing is next. So you guys have a good weekend. Be safe out there. Chill out, and can't wait to talk to y'all again. Comments are welcome. Peace out. Right, good afternoon. It's July 13th, Saturday. Weekend is going so far. Getting a lot of rain, so that's trickling down to other things. So, with that being said, this session is mainly about things that aren't our business. Whenever you're faced with a situation, a problem that could be a relationship problem with anyone you know, that could be a financial problem, it could be a personal issue, even something internal that isn't exactly what you want it to be. Not your business. So what does that mean? That means the things that you can't quite figure out, the things that are taking a lot of your time right now, mentally, that just means don't worry about those things. Act as if it's not really your business. Because there are forces, you can call it God, universe, whatever you want to call it, there are forces out there that are doing the work, that are figuring out the path of least resistance, so to speak. Or the path that's going to lead you to what you prefer, maybe not in the timing that you'd like it, maybe not in the way that you like it or are expecting it. But when you're able to get out of your own way, meaning clear your thoughts, focus on what you want, focus on what is working, those things become bigger. Those things start to work out. And then the other things, or the smaller things, which are the things that we can't quite figure out yet, will fall right into place. I know it sounds like it's too easy, but that's the whole point. We are born with everything that we need, and mostly it's this mind, this heart. So once we learn how to follow that in a more productive way, which, like I said, means not worrying about the things that you cannot control or don't have the answers to. Focus on the things that you can control and things that you do have the answers to. And always, always, always pay attention. A lot of hints are being dropped. A lot of information's walking around, calling us, texting us. There's people out here that can help us. A lot of times we just have to ask for it. So, like I said, mind your own business. Obviously, do good and live. Most importantly, live out of love, not out of fear. Have a great weekend. Talk to you guys soon. Much love.